But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a sleeper.
Join our league of clean energy at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hey, football fans, for those of you who can't get enough Baldy's breakdowns, be sure to subscribe to Brian Baldinger's The Best Football Show. New episodes drop Monday through Friday where Baldy breaks down the best games of the week. Be sure to subscribe to The Best Football Show on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
I cried out, heaven save me, but I'm down to one last breath. And with it, let me say, hold me now, I'm 6 feet from the edge and I'm thinking, maybe 6 feet ain't so far down.
Man, my voice is shot.
Hold me now, I'm 6 feet from the edge and I'm thinking, maybe 6 feet ain't so far down.
All right. Fran, if you're going to produce this show, you got to sing.
I was going to ask, I don't know if I was invited. You guys never invited me to sing.
Thank you, TK. Brother, you're producing the show. You got to sing. TK sang.
Yes.
So at least we had three.
Yes.
Next time.
I didn't know if I was, you know, privy to it.
You are.
Okay. Well, now I know.
All right. It's the WIP afternoon show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. I can't believe that guy didn't sing this song.
Can we do it again?
No.
My voice is shot, man. I can barely talk. All right. Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. It's engagement season. Visit the only jeweler with over 2,500 Google 5-star reviews, Mark's Jewelers, online at marks-jewelers.com. Final check-in on this. Should Eagles fans have more nerves facing the Packers on Sunday? 56% say no. 44% say yes. All right. Here we go. Time to make our picks. We are going to pick all the games.
Yes.
Fran, do you want to make a pick as well?
Sure, why not?
Okay.
You want me to start?
Yeah, I was going to ask this. Should we just go game to game and all pick it? Because we're all picking the same game.
Sure.
So should we just go game?
Makes sense.
All make pick on the game and so on and so forth? I think that makes sense. You want to start with Broncos plus 8?
No, Saturday.
Oh, sorry, Saturday. Okay, yeah. All right. So first game is Chargers. I have it as -3 against the Texans. Mm-hmm. What do you got?
Well, I like the Chargers in this game. Houston, man, know what the hell happened to C.J. Stroud. That game is at home, but I tell you, does not matter. Jim Harbaugh has his guys rolling. The defense is playing well. I think they finished number one. I think they finished 1/10. Of a point ahead of the Eagles for number one scoring defense.
Oh, really?
This year, the Chargers, yes. I believe it was the Chargers. Yeah, I like the Chargers on the road. I like the Chargers -3 points against the Texans.
Yeah, we're the same. You know what I saw today, too? What's his name? Jack's guy, the Chargers quarterback.
Herbert.
Justin Herbert. He ran for like 350 yards this year, which is...
Sneaky athletic.
Yeah, it's funny, we see so many high number yards from Lamar's and the Jalen Hurts and so on and so forth, mm-hmm. but it used to be, like years ago, 300 yards is a lot of yards for, you know, Steve Young would rush for 300
right.
yards, you know? So, I have the Chargers as well, and I think the biggest thing for me is defense and coaching. Like, I just think there's no way Jim Harbaugh is losing this game. And also, the Texans, I was saying this to you last week, it's like stunning to me that they're even in the playoffs.
AFC South.
Yeah. I feel like I look every week and it's either a loss or an unimpressive win with the Texans.
Yep.
Fran, what do you got?
I got Chargers.
Chargers as well.
Yep.
So we're going, all three are taking Chargers -3 over the Texans. Mm-hmm. All right. Second game tomorrow is which one?
Ravens Steelers.
Ravens. So I have Ravens. Depending on where you look, it's -10 or -9.5 over the Steelers. Frank, can you check FanDuel app, see where that is right now? But go ahead.
Yeah. Boy, this is a tough one for me.
Isn't it?
Yeah, it's a tough one for me because I don't like giving up double-digit points. Even though this Raven team is much better than the Steelers. You know what, Spike? I just can't doubt Mike Tomlin. I think Mike Tomlin gets his team ready to go. They give the Ravens a fight tomorrow, but it won't be enough. It won't be enough. But I'll take the Steelers plus the 10.
Is that line 10?
No, it's 9.5.
Nine and a half.
I'll take the Steelers plus 9.5.
There you go.
Yep. Which means the Ravens will win by 10.
Yeah, I'm going to take the Ravens. And I agree with you.
Zay Flowers tomorrow.
I know that. Yep. I just like... And this, I thought this was the hardest game of the week to pick for me. Because I agree
because
with...
Because of the spread?
Because of the spread. I agree with everything you said. And I think about the... And I don't think Baltimore has played Pittsburgh in the playoffs with Lamar.
Wow.
Like, yeah.
Yeah.
I don't think Lamar...
Definitely not with Lamar, no.
You know, that is... The Mike Tomlin versus Lamar thing is the most interesting thing. Because on one hand, you have it and you're like, is Mike... Of anybody who's going to scramble Lamar's brain on this one, it's going to be Tomlin, right?
Yep.
But there's just something about Lamar this year. I don't think, like, I think they're going to stomp him. I think this ends up being like a 31-10 game. So I'm going to take Ravens minus, and the Steelers' offense has looked so bad over the last several weeks. I'm going to take the Ravens minus 9.5, but I don't love it.
Fran? Yeah, I like Baltimore. I don't know about beating them down that bad because Lamar's record against Pittsburgh. You know, for his career, not all that great. But Pittsburgh's been playing bad football. So, but at the end of the day, I still think I like the Ravens.
This is not head up. You do understand it's a spread involved.
Yeah.
You like the Ravens to win by 9.5.
Do you know how that works?
No. I kind of contradicted myself there. But
yeah.
I think it's not, I think it'll be closer than you're saying. So,
okay. So you like the Steelers plus the points.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's
okay.
What I meant.
Okay.
Ravens win. Yeah, I think the Ravens are winning too. Yeah. I just don't think it's by 10 points.
Good
all right,
friend.
Thanks, Fran.
Good old friend. Really turning it
in. That's what I'm here for.
Yeah. All right. So then we move on to Sunday. Mm-hmm. And I believe the first game on Sunday is...
Buffalo
versus Broncos. So Fran, is it plus 8.5?
I got it plus 9. I mean, 9.5.
Nine and a half. Okay,
yeah.
So Broncos getting 9.5 at the Bills. What do you got?
I like it. I like the Broncos getting 9.5 at the Bills. If I were you guys, along with the Ravens game, I would tease that up to 10, get that extra half point, and take the 10. But, yeah, I just, you know, Buffalo, it's really about this Denver team. This Denver's defense is pretty good. Quarterback is a lot better than a lot of people expected, including myself. I think they can put some points on the board against this Buffalo defense. Obviously, Josh Allen is too much. It's probably him and Lamar, one of those who are going to win the MVP. But I think the Broncos keep this thing close tomorrow, man. I think they keep it close. So I'll take the Broncos plus the points.
We're the same on that one, too. Now, here's what I worry about. Now, you know I'm a Bo Nix man.
Mm-hmm.
I love Bo Nix, number two on the preseason YouTube pre-draft YouTube big board for quarterbacks. So I'm going to take the Broncos plus 9.5. But what I'm a little bit worried about in this one is, and he hasn't done it recently, but Bo Nix, he will throw interceptions.
He will.
And he cannot do that in this game, even to cover this. If Bo Nix ends up with two interceptions, they're going to lose by 21 points. and there is, like with Lamar, I think there's a little Josh Allen, you know, might smoke somebody in the first round, but that's too many points. So, especially with as good as Denver's defense is, and you're right, Bo Nix has been great this year. So, I'm taking Broncos plus 9.5 over the Bills.
So, I'm actually going to make sense this time. The Broncos are going to cover, but the Bills still going to win the game.
Right.
Okay, there you go.
So, you like the Broncos plus 9.5.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah.
All right.
Okay.
So, second game, well, we'll leave us for last.
Yes.
Right? So, what do we got? We got Vikings and Rams.
No, you got the night game. Bucks Commanders.
Oh, Bucks Commanders. Right. Yep. Bucks Commanders. So, Bucks are -3 last I checked. Net line still at?
Yep.
Okay.
Still -3.
Okay.
This is a tough one for me. Because I actually like both teams as far as the good teams. You know, Tampa Bay, especially playing at home, is a very good team. The Commanders are a hot team. That's won 12 games with a rookie of the year. And Jaden Daniels. Take the over in this game. A lot of points will be scored. You know what? I think this is a field goal game. I'll take the Commanders plus the 3. It may wind up being a push. If I bet it, it'll be Commanders plus 3.5 because I think it is a field goal game. Whoever has the ball last probably wins this game. I'll take the Commanders plus the 3.
So, for me, the Commanders, the safe part of me feels like it's Commanders. Mm-hmm. They have a solid running game, they have a solid defense, and they have a quarterback who doesn't turn the ball over. But the hot shot in me loves Baker Mayfield. Like, I love watching that guy. He's like if Johnny Football actually worked out.
Yeah, could play,
In the NFL.
Right. Yeah.
And it is crazy how good he's gotten. I mean, really, to look at Darnold and Baker Mayfield, to realize that they're
both...
The
last 2 years.
Like, they're not MVPs, but they have MVP-level stats, you know, in a different year. So for the sake of fun, even though it is a road team favored...
road team is underdog.
I have Bucks minus 3. Did I?
Yeah, the Bucks are home.
Oh, right, because they won the division.
Yeah.
My bad. Bucks minus 3.
Yeah.
I want the Bucks. Give me Baker Mayfield. And if it's whoever has the ball last, I know there's been a lot of miracles this year with Jaden Daniels. I'm going Baker. So give me Bucks minus 3.
Okay. So I'm going Bucks, but Washington to cover. I think it's going to be a very close game. I think at the end of the day, I think Tampa Bay, their experience.
So you're picking Washington?
No, I'm picking Tampa Bay to win the game.
That's not how it works.
I'm learning.
You said Washington covers, so that means you're picking Washington. We understand you believe the Bucks will win. Yes,
that's the biggest part of this is the Bucks are going to win.
Yes.
That's the most important thing.
It's not the most important thing.
All right.
How do you work here and not know how sports betting works?
I got FanDuel on 24 hours a day around here.
This
man.
Is like the most outrageous thing I've ever seen.
New Year's resolution. Better with sports betting.
Yes. Do you want me to explain to you exactly how it works? We're not picking who wins. We're picking who covers.
Yes, spread matters.
Okay, so I'm taking Washington.
Okay.
Plus
there
the
is.
Points. There
it is.
Okay. So you want Washington plus
doing
3.
Doing good for a second, though.
Okay. All right. So then we move over to the final game before we get to the Eagles.
Mm-hmm.
I have the Vikings as 2.5 points favorites over the Rams. Now, has that changed at all because they moved the game? Okay, it's 3. That makes sense. Moving it 0.5 because they moved it out of Los Angeles makes sense to me. All right, so Vikings minus 3 against the Rams. What do you like?
Yeah, I'm going Sammy D, man. I'm going Sam Darnold and the Minnesota Vikings. I like that Rams team. I really do, especially those two wide receivers. Like that Rams team, but I don't know if they have enough defensively to hold down Justin Jefferson and Sam Darnold. Sam Darnold is probably kicking himself for the game that he played last week in Detroit. They come out, they look for a little bit of revenge, and they can't have this season go down the drain with 2 straight losses after winning 14 games, right? So I think they find a way to win this game. And this one may be more than a touchdown. I'm going to take the Vikings minus the 3.
So if the situation of where the game was hadn't changed, I would have taken the Rams.
Mm-hmm.
I've liked the Rams for the entire second half of the year. I like the DNA of the team. I don't like that they have a home playoff game that is not home. They lose any part. Look, it's already not a great home field advantage in Los Angeles, but moving the game to Arizona, who knows how many fans are going to be there. And by the way, Vikings fans travel. I wouldn't be shocked if we heard more Vikings fans in that stadium than Rams fans. And God bless everyone who's in Los Angeles and going through that right now. My brother, my sister are out there. It's a terrible scene out there. But as far as the football game goes, I also like the Vikings minus 3. I want to take the Rams, but I can't do it moving that game with what's going on out there. So I'm going Vikings minus 3. Fran?
I agree with you.
Okay.
Yeah, I like Minnesota plus the points.
Do you know what that? No. It's Minnesota minus the points.
That's what I meant. Yep.
He's learning.
This is almost charming. It's almost charming.
There was a period of time where I was doing FanDuel a good amount, and then I think I stopped, and now the lingo's gone.
Yeah, it's not the lingo
it's
that's gone.
It's just the lingo.
Yeah,
it's just,
well, you know what I meant. Yeah. It's all that.
But yes, not just the lingo.
All right. Final game. Eagles-Packers, 4:30 Sunday. You can hear it here on WIP. What do you got?
All right.
And it's Eagles now minus 5.5.
Yes, Eagles minus 5.5.
Let me see if it's at 6. But last time I looked, it was 5.5.
Oh, okay. Man. This is going to be a good game. Wouldn't be surprised if we aren't our sharpest early on offensively. That's understandable. I'm okay with that because we're going to Pound Town because he will be sharp. Just get a ball to Saquon. We'll be okay.
Saquon's going to be busting at the seams.
Oh, my goodness. I can't wait. Dude, let me tell you. I was going to save it for pregame Sunday, but we're getting at least a buck and a quarter Sunday. That's minimum 125 from Saquon Sunday with two touchdowns. But this will be a defensive game by the time this thing is over with and we analyze it. I'm taking a couple of turnovers for the Eagles. I think either Cooper, DeJean, or Quinyon Mitchell get their first interceptions of their career, not only in the regular season, but the postseason. Yes, they get the first interception in this game. We score a late touchdown to put this thing out of reach. It's okay. A tight game. But we had one of those Eagle drives where it's about 7 to 8 minutes long, double digit in plays. Saquon in for the final touchdown. Eagles win 27-17.
All right.
27-17 birds.
This game's gonna be a grind, I think. And I think I see the game much like you, except I don't have the extra touchdown at the end. So I think the Eagles are gonna win 23-21. And I basically what it comes down to is I think we're going to look at it. One team's going to turn it over one time. The other team's going to turn it over two times. And the team that turns it over two times is going to lose. And I think it's going to be Green Bay. I do think I have a Quinyon Mitchell feel that he gets one of them. I think maybe we cause a sack and we end up turning it over once. But I think that's what it is. I think this is a tough game. I think it's a nail biter. I think the Eagles win 23-21. So I'm taking Packers plus the points, but the Eagles to win the game. Fran?
So I'm right there with you.
What does that
mean? I think it's going right down to the wire.
Okay.
I think it's going to come down to a Jake field goal.
Okay.
It's going to be like a 52-yarder, and okay. He's going to make it.
There
he's
you go.
He's going to make it.
I like that.
Yes.
So
you're taking
the Packers to cover.
Yes. You okay. said it for me.
I wanted him to
yes.
say it. Right.
Yes,
I wanted him
Mike.
To say it.
I appreciate
yes.
you.
I couldn't deal with it again.
If I knew he didn't have it right.
I'll study up for next time.
Yes.
I promise.
All right. We'll get you the official Eagles injury report right after Ike tells you about where he's going to be on Sunday.
That's right. Could be there a little earlier. Could not.
Could not. No guarantees.
I feel like tornado. Yes.
Yeah.
Hey, it's the wild card game coming up this Sunday. Now, come on out to pregame with myself and Ava Graham before the game at Xfinity Live starting at 1 p.m. Now, Ava and I will be hosting a special Bud Light wild card event at the NBC Sports Lounge in Xfinity Live. Now, we'll have lots of Eagles merchandise and Bud Light swag to give away for everyone. And you know, ice cold Bud Lights will be flowing to get you ready for the Eagles game. So, pregame with myself and Ava Graham this Sunday before the Eagles game at Xfinity Live starting at 1 p.m. with Bud Light. See you there Sunday. Fly, Eagles, fly.
And Ike might be there a little early, but don't count on it. All right, here is the final injury. Don't hold him to it. Here is the final injury report for the Eagles today. Devontae Smith did not practice, / rest. Trevor Keegan also did not practice with a illness. Kenny Pickett was a limited participant with the ribs.
Uh-oh.
A.J. Brown, full participant.
Okay.
Now, it's
there
listed.
You go.
These injury reports is listed as full participant / rest.
Right. So they listed him as full participant, but he didn't really practice.
Well, yeah, that's yes. How did you rest?
That's what I'm saying.
If you're a full
he
participant,
didn't really practice. They just listed him as a full participant.
Nakobe Dean, full participant, abdomen. Mm-hmm. Dallas Goedert, full participant. Bryce Huff, full participant. Jalen, full participant. Will Shipley, full participant. There you go. And, wow, look at this. Devontae Smith. Oh, there we go. He did not practice. That was the first. So there you go. There is the final injury report of the, I guess,
of the week.
I was going to say Eagles regular season, but it's not the regular season. It's the playoffs. Look at this. Okay, Andrew, coming in right before the deadline. Tom Kelly's favorite. Okay, Andrew, you're on WIP.
What it do, fellas?
What it do,
baby?
What it do, baby?
Depressing 24 hours after that game last night. You know, usually if you win the turnover battle, like Spike said, 2-1, you should win the game. But that didn't happen. So
are you a Nittany Lion? Huh?
Oh yeah, he is.
Okay.
Ha ha ha! Losers.
Come on, man.
Spike, who's your team?
I don't have a college team because I'm a grown-up.
Syracuse is his team.
Well, I went to Syracuse and USC, by the way.
Oh, my bad.
Mike, when you're coming in with draft knowledge, how are you supposed to know about draft knowledge if you don't watch college football?
because I watch YouTube like a grown-up without watching college football. And by the way, my YouTube picks, okay, Andrew, with all your watching Penn State every week, are going to be better than yours are. I've done it for years with basketball, and I do it with football.
Yeah, he was pretty good with the quarterbacks this year.
Yeah, now you just graduated, so I'm going to keep it easy on you. But you end up being one of those 45-year-olds who keeps going back to Happy Valley.
Oh, he definitely
value.
Will be. He yeah. definitely will be.
You're going to be in the crosshairs.
Oh, I'm watching college football tie-dye in college. Who doesn't watch March Madness either?
No, we're talking about you going back to campus.
Yeah.
Ow, and the weird adults at the bars. Oh, I'll go back with, like, buddies.
So, there
like,
we go. Go back with your buddies to the bars.
Right.
Tailgates.
Oh, you despicable. They should put you guys in jail.
We be drinking that Ike juice at Penn State at tailgates. Come on, now.
He just wanted to hear it.
He must have been drinking that Ike juice.
Hey, I'll keep it short and sweet. I'm going with guarantee this week of, I don't know if you know, but we buried the Packers 6 feet under. Now we're setting fire to the grave and eliminating them for good. So we're going with 34-18, and we're getting the Smitty touchdown. We're getting Saquon 2 TDs, and I agree with the 2 turnovers. All right?
Yeah.
And I'll see you guys Monday, hopefully.
All right.
All right, okay.
Okay, Andrew. All right, okay. All right, wow, that was what a succinct call. Yeah. TK was upset that we put okay Andrew on the line, but he crushed it. He crushed it there. Also, he's like, I won't go back to the Penn State.
Yeah, he is.
I'm going to go back with my buddies in tailgate. Can you imagine just, it's like that sad scene. Like a bunch of 19-year-olds in the parking lot.
Every time you do this, man.
Middle-aged.
I'm never going back to Michigan State.
Middle-aged losers who can't move on with their lives. Watch in your living room, you loser. All right. Saeed.
Yep.
You're on WIP. What's up, Saeed?
Not much. I'm just calling to let you know, guys, that we're going to win that game against the Packers.
How?
How? Because we have the best O-line, we have the best D-line, and we have one of the best running backs in the history of all history.
I'll take that.
Saquon Barkley.
I'll take that. Now, you're in Connecticut. Are you a born-and-bred Philadelphian?
No, I was born actually in Morocco, North Africa. My wife is from Philly. So
oh, is that the connection to the Eagles?
That is, yeah, Derby, yeah. Her family's, her parents were born in Derby, so yeah, that's the connection.
Okay. All right. Cool, man. Well, we're glad to have you. Wait a minute. You took a Philly girl, you moved her to Connecticut? The hell are you doing, man?
You know, just, you know, job opportunities.
Oh, yeah. Well, I did it to my wife, too. We didn't move to Connecticut, but I took a Delco girl. I moved her to North Jersey. So all right. All right, man. So,
I have a bone to pick with you, though.
Okay.
Like, every time, you know, since the Bengals game, you keep saying that the Eagles, this is the test, you know, against the Bengals. We haven't won in there. So, and then they won. Then we go to the Ravens. Oh, you said, well, maybe this is the game that we need, that the Eagles have to lose. They need to lose against them. We win. Then we go to the Steelers. And then he said, well, maybe, I don't know about the Steelers. They're a better team. Every time you predict, like, I don't know, something about your predictions or your, like, it's always seemed like you're a little down on the team. You're not trusting the Eagles as much, and we're not giving them as much credit as they deserve.
Well,
so I just want to let you know, I hope this time in the playoffs, you're really, because you're pumped up and you're giving them the credit they deserve, and you put them in your winning column.
Well, all right. Well, two things. First of all, you know that I predicted them to lose every week by double digits as a good luck charm.
Yes.
So that's why we did that, because they started winning when I did that.
I haven't vouched for that. He did.
Now, I think one thing you said was right, and one thing you said I would disagree with. You're right in that I am always looking for them to prove something, and I always think something's wrong. That's just my personality is how I am. However, I do think I give them credit when they do what they do. When they win those big games that I think are big tests, I have given them credit for doing those things. But it is part of my personality to just wait for something to go wrong. So the Eagles shouldn't take it personally. It's just how I am. I think the same thing about myself. I'm not even confident in my drive home tonight. So
here's my prediction for I would say I'm gonna revise when they won the Super Bowl back in 2018. So their first divisional round was 15-10, very close game against the Falcons. I'm going to go with the same scoring, which is 15-10, which covers probably around the that 5-point margin that they have. So.
It does. Well, I appreciate the call. Say, don't be a don't be a stranger, brother.
All right, brother.
All right, 15-10. All right, text line is
15-10.
Yes. That trust me, that's a 5 field goal game. It's going to make our jab our eyes out. And I can promise you on Monday, I won't be handing out a lot of flowers in that game. Text line is brought to you by Benari Jewelers. Don't settle for ordinary. Choose extraordinary. Choose Benari Jewelers at Exton and Newtown Square. Online at BenariJewelers.com.
Text line.
I think Honest Jack should just take over the top 5 at 5 for good. Honest Jack in studio.
Honestly.
Well, you got to be careful. This is what people are scared of with AI.
I'm telling you, man.
Honest Jack lives in the wires.
Exactly.
You know, he might start firing off, drops even when Jack gets back. What's next?
Tornado Shapiro should be used all year round. We need the forecast for every Phillies home game. Greg in South Jersey.
Can we handle that?
I think people are going to be upset if Tornado leaves after the Eagles season's over.
I think they would be.
Yeah, we have to find a weekend forecast, you know, your weekend stuff to do with Tornado Shapiro. Right. We'll figure something out. What's next?
How the hell do I go about buying Rios a beer? He's my hero. Dustin in the Northeast.
Well, I feel you there.
Yeah, Rios occasionally on a Monday at Chickies.
He'll come down to Chickies,
every
once in a while.
We'll figure out when Rios is going to be there, and you can buy him a beer. What's next?
Thank God we didn't have to hear another horrendous Fran top 5 at 5 again this week. Jessica in Marlton.
Wow.
Wow, Fran.
The final text line was just straight up mean.
Not rude. Not wrong.
Yep. Just mean.
Not wrong. Just mean.
I told you guys the reason why I'm single. That's top 5.
Yes.
There you go.
TK is next. Is it just TK solo? TK solo is next. Tom Kelly. Tom Kelly will preview the game for you. We will be back with you on Monday after this game. Better be a win, buddy. Better be a win.
I'm with you there. Go Birds!
Whenever you're ready, you do it.
All right, here we go. E-A-L-E!
Well, they jumped the gun. Just Trent, take it away.
G-O-E-A-G-L-E-S, Eagles!
There you go.
Fly, Eagles, fly. On the touchdown, 1-2.
1-2-3!
Let's go, Birds! E-L-G-S-E-S, Eagles!
Eagles.
Do it if you guys join me.
I'll join you.
Fine. In honor of the 8-2 Eagles.
Okay. All right.
8-2 Eagles. Here we go.
Ready?
E.
A.
G.
L.
E.
S.
Eagles. 8-2 Eagles. Super Bowl bound. Well, maybe. We'll see.
Fly, Eagles, fly.